Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
According to a new WBUR poll, voters in our listening area say healthcare, immigration, jobs, and the economy, as well as climate change, are the issues they most want presidential candidates to address. The poll is part of a new WBUR election season effort to bolster our coverage of presidential politics with input directly from you, our listeners. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
So we're going to be hearing more about the poll results in a moment, but first, tell us a bit about the genesis of this project.
Right. Well, the idea came to us from Jay Rosen. He's a professor of journalism at New York University, who for a long time has been following, he's been studying, blogging about, and often criticizing political journalism in this country. His biggest beef, one that many of us share, is that too much political coverage is what we call horse race journalism. It's obsessed with the polls, who's ahead, who's behind, and what the so-called political experts are saying. Now, there's a lot of this kind of coverage because it's so easy to do. You know, you commission a poll, you talk to some experts, then report on it. Wash, rinse, repeat. And Bob, there's a place for polling and covering polls. We certainly do our share of it. But Rosen says what we need more of is election coverage that springs from what matters most to voters. He calls this the citizen's agenda. Here's Jay Rosen.
And the citizen's agenda is an attempt to reposition election coverage closer to the concerns of the average voter.
So, Bob, that's what led to this project and this poll, which we'll talk about in a moment.
All right. What's this mean, Anthony, in practical terms?
Well, honestly, Bob, I think it means doing what we do best, identifying issues and stories that matter most to people and reporting on them. Rather than just focusing on what the candidates are saying, on the pundits and the polls, we want to frame our reporting around the question, to what extent are the candidates responding to what people want? And that effort begins with asking voters this simple question.
As all these candidates compete for your vote, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear people who are really honest about gun control. I think that's really important. Yet another mass shooting.
And we ask that question again.
So as these folks compete for your votes, what do you want them to be talking about?
For me, I'm a union iron worker, so labor is the biggest talking point for me that I want to know what their stance is.
And again.
As they compete for your votes, what do you want them to say?
I think the biggest thing for my husband and I are medical issues. Our daughter is considered disabled, so that's a really big thing for us. Some type of medical insurance for everybody.
That was Madeline Egbert from Mount Vernon, New Hampshire. Before her, we heard from Wayne McAllister from Manchester and from Susan Geyer of Newmarket, New Hampshire. So we keep asking that question, building our version of a citizen's agenda. Going forward, it will help us identify stories on the issues that matter most to voters and to press the candidates when they don't address those concerns. And we commissioned a poll as part of this effort, and here's what we learned, starting with the Democrats.
By far the top issue is health care.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group who did our survey of around 600 voters in our listening area. He says Democrats and independents identify health care as the most important issue.
You do also see that reflected in how the debates are conducted and what the Democrats tend to spend the most time talking about.
Now, there's another issue which may be most on the minds of the American people.
Bernie Sanders, of course, has put health care at the center of his presidential campaign with his call for Medicare for all.
And guarantee health care to all people as a human right, not a privilege.
I'm with Bernie on Medicare for all, and let me tell you why.
Elizabeth Warren has endorsed the idea, while more moderate Democrats, including Joe Biden, advocate strengthening Obamacare and adding a public option. Either way, it's among the issues you hear about most from voters, including Katie DeAngelis, a Warren supporter from Epping, New Hampshire.
In our family, we have a lot of people that work in healthcare. We've also had a lot of medical issues that have really opened our eyes about how important healthcare for everyone is, regardless of what type of insurance they have or how much money they have.
Not surprisingly, our poll found substantial differences between Democrats and Republicans. While Democrats put health care atop their list of concerns, they also identify a number of other issues they want the candidates to address, including jobs and the economy, Social Security and Medicare, immigration, and climate change.
Democrats select a pretty broad array of stuff.
Again, our pollster Steve Cozzella. By contrast, he says, Republican voters focus on two main issues.
The top one is immigration, and the other one is the economy, which makes a certain amount of sense because these are the two things that Donald Trump spends the most time talking about. You know, how great the economy is, how low unemployment is, and of course, all of the ongoing policy and political battles over immigration.
We're already building the wall, and we should have close to 400 miles built by the end of next year, and probably even more than that. It's going up very rapidly.
In fact, Mr. Trump's border wall is not going up rapidly. But his hardline immigration policies remain a galvanizing cause for his Republican supporters.
It seems like we're moving away from the rule of law, and we're moving into emotional law.
Joe Romano was a Republican from Wilmington, Mass., who runs an appliance repair business. Romano is troubled by proposals from several of the Democratic presidential candidates to decriminalize illegal border crossings. And he says the president is right on immigration.
The country is based on immigrants. I get all that. My grandparents come over, my grandfather when he was 15. But he came through legally. I mean, we got veterans not getting the care, veterans out on the street. They're out on the street and we're giving more precedence to illegals. That's a huge issue for me.
So that was Joe Romano. And by the way, Bob, the WBUR poll found that immigration is also a top issue for Democrats, which suggests the immigration battles are nowhere close to being over and will continue through the next election. And so, as we said, we're going to use this information to help shape our coverage, and we want to keep hearing from listeners. You can reach us at politics@wbur.org. Again, that's politics@wbur.org.
Looking for a two-way conversation with listeners, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks very much for this conversation.
My pleasure, Bob.